Proverbs 10:20 says, "The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth." And this proverb pits the tongue of the just versus the heart of the wicked. And Jesus explains exactly why that is in Matthew 15:19 when he said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies, etc." The tongue of the just is as choice silver only because he has filled his heart with God's words and the truths found therein. Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." When you fill your heart with God's word, it is much more likely that your words will reflect his words. Your heart is like a glass with filthy water. The more you pour in God's words, it has a purifying effect. But we're born with original sin. We're born sinners. We're saved, but we're saved sinners. Try it sometime. Get a clear glass and fill it with muddy water and set it somewhere, like out in the backyard. Then get a gallon jug of clean water and start slowly pouring the clean water in. Don't pour it too fast, just a small flow like that out of a water fountain you drink out of. And as the glass overflows, it will include a mix of clean and dirty water. And that goes on for a little while before you see that the murky waters are starting to clear up more and more. That's what it's like for new Christians. It takes some time. Even if the baby Christian immediately begins reading the Bible and studying the Bible and memorizing Scripture and listening to sound Bible teaching, there will be some filth splashing out of the glass much of the time, along with the clean water of God's Word. The idea is that as you mature and you continue to fill your heart with God's Word and such things as are pleasing to God, then the water that flows out of your glass, so to speak, will be much purer and with much less filth of the flesh. That is why we must not only saturate our mind and heart with God's Word, but we must refuse to allow the filth of bad thoughts to have access to our hearts. Music, movies, conversations, and imaginations can stunt your spiritual growth if you don't clean up your thought life, even as you faithfully read, study, and memorize God's Word. Philippians 4:8-9 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." You see, salvation is a free gift, but if you want to grow spiritually, it involves obedience. And you have to take your heart condition seriously. Too many people will say, "Well, I'm saved and I'm done." They may not say that out loud, but that's what comes across in their words and their actions. And yes, you're done as far as spending eternity in heaven instead of a lake of fire. But if you understood the gospel and were sincerely saved, then you know that Jesus died for your sins. And it's not God's will for his children to continue in sin. As Romans 6:1-2 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" We're not going to be sinless this side of heaven, but we can sin less. And that is only going to happen if we allow God's Word to perform heart surgery. This is a spiritual heart surgery, so it takes time. As a matter of fact, it's a lifelong process, and that's why I refer you to the water in the glass illustration of an actual physical heart surgery for an illustration that doesn't quite fit the lifelong thing. But as you pour in clean water, this old world tosses in dirt and filth from time to time, and it comes from our exposure to the lost world on the job or at school, around friends, family, and neighbors, even in our own homes through unsaved or backslidden family members, the TV, internet, radio, etc. For that reason, we must fight to protect our heart while filling it with God's Word and surrender to His Spirit. Then what comes out of our mouths and off of our tongues will be as choice silver.